to broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
The question is not why, but why not? We are the culture. You are the culture. We are the culture. We the best. We the blessed. Boy, Val the Voice. DJ No Frills. Let's go.
DJ No Frills. I used to give a now I give a less. What do I think of success? It's too much stress. I guess I blew up quick. Cause friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not in my big. I don't know what the fuss is. My career's illustrious. My rep is impeccable. I'm not to be with. Let that breathe.
Stay tuned. We got that Philly Support Philly segment on the way.
Like asking for a coffin. Broad daylight out.
We got them Instagrammies.
Not too bright. Good night. Long kiss. Bye.
Somebody doing it right on the gram. Look, we gonna give them an award for it. You don't got a clout chase no more, Lil Raheem.
It's my breakfast.
We got you.
I got an appetite for destruction and you're a small fry. Now where was I? Let that breathe.
Salute to the hip-hop co-creators on the check-in.
I used to give it, now I'm giving more. Truth be told, I had more fun when I was pissed poor. I'm pissed off. And this is a set song about a bunch of tagging like with big mouths. All this stress, all I got is this big house. Couple cars, I don't bring half of them out. All the say spade I drink just to out.
DJ No Frills.
Could've saved myself 6 hours.
Hey, yo, shout out Tokyo, Japan, Stuttgart, Germany. Germany showing us a lot of love each and every week. Why not? We are the best.
G-Telly, boy, DJ No Frills. I got watches I ain't seen in months. Apartment at the Trump, only slept in once. Said hover was over, such dummies. Even if I fail, I land on a bunch of money. You ain't got nothing for me. Nas, let that breathe.
Success, McLaren, women staring. My villain appearance, sacred blood of a king in my vein ain't spilling. Ghetto Othello, sugar hero mellow, Camaro driven. I climax from paper, then ask why is life worth living? Is it the hunt for the that you want? To receive's great, but I lust giving. The best jewelers wanna make my things. I make Jacob on the rain just to make me a chain. Mention the one love, came home the paper in hand. Ain't gotta brag about the feds, young man. Old cribs I sold, I drive by like monuments. Google Earth, Nas, I got flats in other continents. Worst enemies wanna be my best friends. Best friends wanna be enemies like that's what's in. But I don't give a f- walk inside the lion's den. Take everybody.
Cool classics, new music, why not?
Catalog, dog, mine's worth too much. Like Mike Jack's ATV pub, a Tola can't touch.
Let this the broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching
some
the culture.
Do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
Philly Support Philly, Freeway, Freeway, why not? Let's go, let's go. Ice City, what's up? Badlands, North Philly, what's up? Bronx, what's up? Hey, Voltron, Voltron, shout out to the BX, why not? Let's go.
DJ No Frills.
Back to the block, Freeway,
motherfucker
from the rock. Solo, but I still roll with my old crew. That state prop, we was getting paid off the stove top. Now we getting paid off the proteins.
Let it play.
As a youth, I ain't have any dollars. I was starving, I was looking out for any target. I ain't have any conscience. No home cooked meals.
The question is, did I launch this record first?
Out
of all the DJs around the country?
Worth a game I got from
I believe it's yes, ass free. He sent it to me from his phone. We beneficial. Real relationships, let's go. Y'all frauding for the gram. Stay tuned for that who frauded section. We're gonna talk about the fraud DJ. I'm gonna talk about the fraud DJ. You got DJ on your name, homie. You're not a real DJ, though. You got a problem with that.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Yes, we back.
Yes, sir.
Are the best. We are the blessed. I'm Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I'm starting to pick it up.
And tell them your name.
What's good, everybody? It's your man, Valentine, Viral Val, Val the Voice. We are the Broadcast Bullies. We are the blessed. We are the Culture Coaches. The Culture Coaches. How are you doing, Frills, man? It's good to see you. You're looking like $1 million. I get a loan?
Yo, listen, you got the Rolls Royce out there. You got the 1965 Rolls Royce out there.
You know, I'm a classic.
I got a Chrysler Cordova.
It's all good.
Listen, I'm happy. I love the Chrysler Cordova.
With classics, just like the cool classics you be
exactly.
playing.
Exactly. Fife Dawg used to talk about the Chrysler Cordova. I'm a Tribe Called Quest fan, so I went and got the Chrysler Cordova. Okay. And shout out to Q-Tip for producing.
Did you leave your wallet in El Segundo?
I left Shorty. I left the Philly Superhead in El Segundo.
Okay. She's causing too many problems
in my life.
What do we always say?
I'm going to pass her off to Tyler.
Listen, the model might look good, but there's a lot of mileage on the vehicle. Always remember.
Yes.
Right? So listen, man, we got a great show today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in every week. Listen, I got a special announcement. We have been added to a second slot on our iHeartRadio syndicator. We will be 6 p.m. iHearts in the UK and Europe. Shout out to all our Europe listeners. Shout out to everybody who's been sending us emails, who's been sending us music, who's been asking us about certain interviews, right? We did that Mr. Schick interview. Those people, it's crazy how there's so much interest all over, but you don't know until you mention it, right?
Yes.
And today we got the Philly Support Philly, and we got a huge event coming up next weekend. We have the Hip Hop in the Park event sponsored by Snipes. My people at Tame Arts are in the building. Shout out to my man, CEO Chris, but we call him CEO Tame Arts. He's going to be breaking down the event, everything that he got. He's got a whole week from August 6th all the way to the day of the event, the 10th, and then even the day after. He's got a whole line of events of things going on in Philly. We're going to introduce that after we come back from the music and the Philly Support Philly segment. And guess what? He's going to be sitting with us throughout the whole show, chiming in, giving his points of view, telling us who frauded, chiming in on the Instagrammies and everything else, man. We appreciate Tame Arts, man. We're happy to be a media sponsor of the event.
Yes.
No frills, man. You're staying busy, man. And you did, just for the record, you did launch the record first.
Yes.
That's a fact, though. DJ.
Yes, Freeway.
You have to be with the DJ.
I'm with the DJ section, too.
So talk about it.
Yes, so, you know, I got this section called I'm with the DJ. Actually, let's keep it 1,000. Shout out to my artist. Rest in peace to Rich Quick.
Oh, wow.
So I did a mixtape back in the day with Rich Quick called I'm with the DJ. It was my idea. I told Rich Quick to rap on some certain beats. He wrote the lyrics, so I can't write the lyrics. And that mixtape took him worldwide. It took him to Germany. He went to Germany.
Right.
He traveled the world off of our first project.
Rest
Rest in peace to Rich Quick, but it was called I'm with the DJ. So I just brought it back in remembrance of Rich Quick.
That's right.
And on top of that, like, a lot of people don't respect the DJ no more. So, you know, I put that respect. Shout out to all the DJs.
And listen, that's also what Tame Arts Hip Hop in the Park is about, right?
Yes.
We're going to have some great DJs. We're going to have DJ Tony Touch, the legend.
Yes.
We're going to have Large Professor, right?
Too Tough Philly.
We're going to have, who else are we
tough
having?
Crew, Tough Crew, Tough Crew.
Anybody else? Who else we having?
Oh, man, we're having DJ JS1.
Okay.
That's Roselle's DJ.
All yes.
right. So we're going to be
Scheme
having
Riches.
Scheme right. Riches, Philly.
Yeah,
so
Philly
for the next
day.
One.
Reef. Shout out to Reef the Lost Cause.
So for the 100%. Next one, the Culture Coaches is DJing. We're going to work that out behind the scenes.
The question is not why, but why not?
But listen, man, again, we just want to thank everybody. Catch us on your FM dials, catch us on your AM dial. Catch us on your iHeart dial, your internet dial. We even got a new syndicator. We're going to be getting syndicated in Atlantic City soon. No Frills is spearheading that. Shout out to our people over there at Splash FM Radio.
Hold on. We got syndicated like with 4 more slots. Shout out to Fleet DJs.
That's right. Shout out to the Fleet DJs.
Mixtape Heat Radio, Fleet DJ Radio.
Right.
We're going to be on there too.
We're making it. Listen.
Yes.
We're expanding, baby. We're expanding. We're growing and we're showing.
They love the show.
You can't front. Great feedback. You can't front on the truth, man. So do remember, we got that Instagrammy section coming up where we highlight something that we found on Instagram that's a great conversational piece, something that we want to talk about, something we want to chime in on. Instagrammies. And do remember, we also, you know, shout out to my people at the Hip Hop Co-Creators page. There's a lot going on over there.
Yes.
We're also going to get into the Philly Support Philly and, of course, who frauded. We're going to talk about who frauded out there. I got a couple people to put on blast. You got a couple of people put on blast.
Yes.
All right, let's get into some music.
Hey, though, the question is now why? Hey, Sherrod Starks.
What up?
Sherrod Starks. Hey, yo, rest in peace to Craig Mack. See, we the culture coaches.
That's right.
That's why we did this record. I'm the DJ, they the rappers. The question is not why, but why not? Let's go.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills. Affirmative, shorty, you know what time it is. It's Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. We on our fight in Philly 1-2. Why not? Hey, yo, rest in peace to Craig Mack. Yo, I'm the DJ, they the rappers. I'm the DJ, they the rappers. John HP.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Right where your mama stay.
DJ No Frills.
You can catch me right there with a llama stay. John Hunter Parker, man, no shooting from the block away. Man, let my brother say that is an issue. Get the blowing out this nose for tissue vet. Think it's fun to gain, so that Reaper coming.
DJ No Frills,
let it play.
Tell him when we hit you.
Back with Luke and Cali plug for the purpose that I was OT off in white before Virgil. Drug dealers and killers all in my inner circle. This ain't a hula hoop. You violate, they gon' murk you.
Going to DS, curfew. DS Quattro, Honey Park, Honey Park, Philly, why not?
Good money, trapper of the year, hands down. Ask the plug, you love me like his grandchild.
Affirmative, Quattro, all facts. You know I know you, I know Frills too, right? But listen, we on our way.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
I say it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without some dope boy Philly. Step two.
Dope boy Philly, West Philly.
And they check though. Got niggas on my line and Drew. Niggas calling collect.
They know. Very special like Deborah Laws. And deaf to any rapper that get involved. Should've came with some better balls.
It's not fair at all. Dancing on them all like Barishnikov. Dig it, dog. How you win the game, but don't get the ball.
I'm different, dog. Like when Mike finally knocked the Pistons off. If I'm lagging, better score before I get it off.
Miles on these concourse. You never left your laptop. Shooters on the team, but they never
DJ No Frills.
Yeah, that was hot. Niggas need to sign the cap a lot. I don't even be impressed nowadays. I laugh a lot.
Plus, when the tab come, they too short.
They just rap a lot.
Eating so much, I need 2 forks.
You a few sure.
Affirmative, though. Who they think they talking to, man? Our rap sheet is heaviest.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous so Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Sherrod Starks. Starks. Lose, let's go.
Yeah. From the corner office with the business. Monday. How we getting it? Tremendous. Plug on speed now. Questions I ain't seen now. Who rapping getting money? Women want me for my beat now.
Right.
And meanwhile, you know what me and Starks is doing. We moving like Starks and you. I'm missing get the rebound. Fast breaking apart your unit whenever the rock is moving. Dialing up from long distance.
Shooting like I'm Allen Houston. Extra biscuit. Two only. I split your chicken in your box. You're missing. Extra crispy hollows is spitting.
And I still follow tradition. I never doubted the vision. A soldier out on a mission. I'm never out of position.
Listen, 32 on me with one in the eye.
DJ No Frills.
Ready to die. Twitter fingers moving. Frogs, I never reply.
Round a barricade, less than 140 characters. Business.
Check out this record. It's on YouTube. YouTube, BAU Flavor. Rest in peace, Craig Mack. We are the culture. And cool classics, why not? We are the culture. Val the Voice, DJ No Frills, let's go.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yo, this is my joint. This is a great record, great beat, lyrics, let's go.
It may cause concern, it's why don't you listen and learn? Once was strong,
but you too society.
Even that's turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who put you on
proud? And who loved just
yo, shout out to all the moms.
Brainwashed kid going
from around the globe. We respect y'all. We are the culture.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
DJ No Frills.
Hurted and ashamed. Little kids don't follow these jokes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. you'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire these cars.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard knocks too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the message
that the ruler, you know, Rick drew, you know, and it's true.
You know what?
Cash Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, yes, we back. Hey, yo, I love that record, man. Yo, remember Lost Boys did it too? Love, Peace, and Nappiness?
Yes, I
do. Who version was better?
Slick Rick's version is better. Usually you can't outdo the originals, you know, those carbon copies. Even though I like the Lost Boys, I mess with the Lost Boys, but at the end of the day, I'm a big Slick Rick.
Hold on. Are you saying that because you're from Brooklyn and they from Queens?
Nah, you know, I'm a Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx kind of guy, but definitely... I like the original better. Like I said, I'm an original type of guy. I'm an original OG.
Okay.
I gotta go with the original OGs.
Okay.
So which one did you like better?
The Slick Rick joint. But
So stop acting brand new.
I had to ask you though, because you know I know you're a hip hop expert, and you know most of these artists. Yeah. But let's ask our fam.
Yes.
How you feel about this? Tell them your name too.
Yeah. What's going on? It's Tame Arts. Slick Rick, man, for
Slick
me
Rick.
Too. Yeah.
There you go.
It's something with the voice and his cadence over any beat to me. You know what I mean?
That's a very good.
So let me ask y'all a question real quick. LL Cool J just said that the Mount Rushmore for Def Jam. I ain't gonna name all the artists, but he named Slick Rick. Do you think Slick Rick deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore of Def Jam artists?
It depends on what we're listen. If LL says it, I'm rocking with LL. But I do believe it depends on the power of the music. You understand what I'm saying? You got to, like, a lot of artists came out on Def Jam, but you don't remember. I think that Slick Rick and certain artists made timepiece music.
Yes.
Like, they made music for a specific time. When you hear these records, you remember what you were doing in your life, right? I was listening to that record the first time Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas.
Mm,
I was in my man's car, and right in the middle of the radio, they stopped the music, and that's what they were playing, Young World. And they said, breaking news, Mike Tyson was just knocked out. So there's some artists, like I said about True Master last week, there's some artists who they create music, and then there's some people who create soundtracks to life. And I believe that, you know, he created soundtracks of life. You're always going to remember what you do. And you know what? Something about his music, those early on, I don't know if it was a producer, they had this fun type of summer feel. A lot of his records has this some type of summer.
Slick Rick?
Slick Rick.
Yes.
If you listen to The Adventures, the early
that album is a monster. And I'm going to tell you, just memories in Philly, being a young boy. Shout out to Honey Park, the Badlands, all my Ricans. They used to come through with the hatchback Toyota John 1.8 or whatever, with the 15-inch EVs in the back seat playing Children's Story, tearing the block down. And shout out to them.
One more thing, too. Let's give credit where credit is
due. Okay, what's going on?
All of these cats followed Slick Rick's Jewelry Game. Even Rakim. Slick Rick, even till today. I mean, you know, even till today, his jewelry game, and Ghostface Killah even said it. I was trying to compete with Slick Rick when I got the Eagle and when I got the big chin, because Slick Rick would come out and and at that time, you know, the jewelry game, even today, but back then it made a statement. So listen.
Facts.
With that being said, man. Yeah. Philly support Philly. We into the Philly support Philly segment. There's a lot going on in Philly. And yo, listen, man. I went to that place. I forgot the name that you said about the cheesesteaks.
Yeah, which one?
What was
one?
The name? You told me, and I went. I forgot the name of it, but it was. They were good. The one that made all the different type of cheesesteaks.
Down Second and Market.
What was the name of it?
Was it Brother? I don't want to say their whole
name.
I don't want to give them free advertising.
They
got CTC cut the check.
They did have some great...
Team Arts. We support them.
That's right.
Everybody else, you got a CTC cut the check.
So listen.
But the cheesesteak was official.
The cheesesteak was official. Okay. And I'm going to ask my man in a minute. I'm going to ask my man, what's the best Spanish restaurant in Philly for all my Spanish heads? But first of all, let me introduce you the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we do the Philly Support Philly segment where we highlight things that are going on in Philly, events, restaurants, you know, we give news, we give all of that. Today, we got a very special guest in the building, my man from Tame Arts, CEO Chris of Tame Arts. He's been doing this legendary event for the past couple of years. These, just like when we grew up in the 80s, these old school block parties and these old school, you know, reviving the spirit of the hip hop in the park where the DJs would come out and the people would dance. So I want to give him a big salute. Tame Arts is in the building, everybody. How are you, Chris, man?
Thank you for coming up and talking
to our audience today.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Thank you guys both for having me. That was amazing.
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah, got you.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm blessed to be here. Hip Hop in the Park is 4 years.
All right. Tell us about the origins. Tell us about what made you create this.
Yeah. So the origins came... I'm Puerto Rican.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Proud, born in Puerto Rico.
Co-creators of hip hop, baby.
Yeah, 100%, right? So for me, the idea for the festival came about 2018, which was like 2 years away from when Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. So the first Hip Hop in the Park was actually called The Give Back.
Okay.
And it was free.
So that was the original name?
That was the original name. Okay. It was called The Give Back. And The Give Back was put together essentially to help raise funds for Puerto Rico. So I always share when people ask me about the origin of Hip Hop in the Park, it also came through a conversation I had with Legs.
Okay, Crazy Legs. Shout out to Crazy Legs, family show.
You know, he was doing incredible work in Puerto Rico during that time. Continues to do work, but specifically during that time when the hurricane hit, he was doing all types of incredible work. And, you know, I reached out to him and we kind of talked and he kind of guided me in which organizations and how to go about working and doing work in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
You know, from a humanitarian type face. So we did the festival. And I remember during the festival, I was thinking, yo, this feels like that hip hop in the park vibe. You know what I mean? Because we did it in the park. And I had DJs. You know, I had salseros. I had like some real hip hop in the park type vibe, right? Because you think about the 70s and everything. You know, you had the salsa guys there. And you also had the hip hop heads coming and the DJs coming
in. And the congas, the people on the congas, they were playing dominoes.
Yeah.
All right.
So it was that same feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I get them hyped.
Because I remember when I was a kid, I missed those days, man.
So, you know, we I want to point that out too. We were able to raise close to $12,000 and we took that to Puerto Rico, boots and ground. We put 12 roofs over people's houses. We fed about 500 families.
That's amazing.
And we were able, through Legs, we were able to get some straws to filter water.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So we were able to do some great work.
Hip-hop with a purpose.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it felt good for me. It was like very like rewarding because I was born there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the area that I chose to help, not that, you know, the whole island needed help, but the area that I chose to help was the area where I was born at.
Okay.
Which is the west side, and that area. The west side is always at the
people know the pueblo.
Yeah, Mayagüez. Mayagüez, Puerto Rico is where I was born at. So we tapped into Mayagüez, Aguadilla, and Añasco, which is all remotely around the same area. Fast forward to 2020, COVID hit. Hit us like crazy.
That's right. You know what I mean?
And so many things was going on with COVID. I decided to kind of, you know, especially at first when we weren't as educated as we were, you know, as time went on, but everybody was scared to be around each other and things like that. And I think human nature is to coexist, be with each other. So we started doing these community cleanups that were outdoors, essentially, so I could gather people, but we could still social distance, you know what I mean, and do something good for the neighborhood.
Okay.
So I would come through with my rock and roller speaker,
yeah,
one of those big loudspeakers. So we would just go and clean North Philly. It started with like 8 of us. By the time we ended that season of cleaning up in 2020, we had about 120 people helping us.
Volunteers.
Clean. Yeah, volunteers. Wow. And, you know, one of the things that always sticks out to me, people were saying that it was so rewarding for them to be out interacting with people.
Yeah.
Because COVID had us going crazy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. That's when everybody, you know, everybody put on some weight during COVID.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people put on a lot of trinkies. I'm still trying to lose
that COVID weight.
I went from looking like Mike Tyson and Larry Holmes.
Yeah.
Like, listen, Larry. Shout out to Larry Holmes, though.
He's the champion.
Yo, we got to get Larry Holmes on here.
We
got
to get Larry Holmes. He's a humanitarian and he's a developer out in Easton, PA. I do a lot of work out in Easton, PA. But no, that's a great story. So, That's around 2020, 2021. Yeah. Did you pick it up last year or the year after? Tell us a little bit. 2021,
shout out to my man Will, OPE.
Yeah.
And essentially he reached out to me and he was like, yo, we have a location that needs like some real dope event. And we need like a dope event producer. And that I was like, yo, I'm down for it. Where's the location? Then he tells me in front of the art museum. And I'm like, yo, you bugging me. Like, what?
Yeah.
So that's how I ended up with a prime location, being an independent, you know, producer doing an event there. And what I told him is, I said, yo, no matter where we do it, I want to make sure that if I like relaunch this,
yeah,
it has to be free for the people.
Mm-hmm.
So we could tap into
but
partners.
But you got to RSVP.
Yeah, yo, 100%. You got to RSVP, right? Because that's how, you know, that's how the sponsors come and
that's
sponsor.
Right. That's
telling people, though.
Yeah. So you could, those of you guys in Philly, Jersey, New York, Baltimore, anywhere in the immediate area to come through, you got to go to go.rabble.io/HHITP24. And for anybody that RSVPs, I'll tell you this, I partner up with Bumpbox.
All right.
So you guys know, like, this like the new boomboxes.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I need that mixtape, John.
Yo.
Boombox. I need that mixtape.
I might be able to look out for you on that. I gotta talk to my man Rich. But my man Rich sent me two of them.
And I will push and promote that, John.
Yeah, my man Rich sent me two of them to give away at the festival.
That's amazing.
So what I decided to do is everybody that RSVPs will automatically be entered.
So can I RSVP? Can I come out back for?
Yeah, put your mom, your grandma, listen, just get us the data.
Don't act like little Raheem from North Philly, bro. Pull yourself together, homie.
Yeah, we're
you got any
we're
questions, No Frills?
Yeah, I got a lot of questions, right? Yeah. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I started Philly Support Philly in Philadelphia. I love the city, right? So let me ask you, what's your favorite thing about Philly? Favorite thing, place, anything that's dope, that's positive, that you really like?
Yo, you know what I really love about Philly is the block parties. And block parties happen in different places, right? But it's something about block parties in a city like Philadelphia where, like, the houses are legitimately, like, so next to each other. And it's not saying, like, you know, New York is on top of each other, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So block parties were, like, a little different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
true. But being in Philly is something about the communal type of love that builds from those, like, and I'm talking about, like, you know, when I was a kid, the block parties, like, I don't really see block parties like that no more. And I remember we would close down the block and just turn on the pump and Don Pepe down the block is grilling hot dogs for the kids. And we're just having a blast playing Scully.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I think about those things. You know what I mean? I think.
And I miss like just being a young boy. You see the OGs come through with the old speakers or the wooden joints and they had them on carts. They set everything up. You see the 1200s. And the sound that came out them joints was crazy. But also, so look, let's talk about this event, right? So with this event, I'm a DJ, so let's name the DJs that's going to be at this exclusive event. What's the date again? Tell the people.
Saturday, August 10th. And it's noon till, essentially, they just told me till 10 p.m.
Okay. Oh, that's dope.
All day.
And what DJs you got on deck?
So let's start with some DJs from Philly, right?
Because
I always, like, for me, it's always like, giving the flowers to those
hometown
individuals.
Yes.
And also while they could smell them. You know what I mean?
Dig it.
So DJ J-Rock, man. Like if you're from Philly, you know, it's old head, you know, used to be in the radio.
For sure.
Like a lot of people, I tell people, I'm like, yo, J-Rock was on the radio before and all that, man. I remember listening to him. And J-Rock's been holding me down for a long time.
He helps out a lot of DJs.
Yeah, 100%. And he's actually doing sound for me and everything. So
okay.
He's like, you know, in it. Yeah, yes. Since day one, too, since the first festival, he's been with me. So
that's day one.
I want to salute him for that. You know, DJ Too Tough. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Big Bro.
Yeah. Joey's the man. And he come through and he does his thing.
Hold on, let's start with Too Tough. Let's give him for people that don't understand who DJ Too Tough is. Mm-hmm. It's a legendary group from Philly called the Tough Crew. Blacks and Puerto Ricans.
That's right.
Hip hop crew. Yo, you gotta put the Tough Crew on there.
Okay, we're gonna do it.
Too Tough is white. He white, but he grew up
it's
in the hood,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen, Too Tough, yo, he got the best stories. He's so I know Too Tough told you some crazy stories. We can't talk about it on air, but like he keep it 1,000. Yeah.
Shout out
to Too Tough. He definitely inspired me. What other DJs we got?
Scheme Richards, my brother Scheme Richards. You know, international DJ from Philly, DJing since the 80s. One of the top DJs in the breaking scene.
For sure. You know
what I mean? Around the world. So, there's a whole another slew of DJs as well from Philly.
We're going to say all the Philly DJs, and then we're going to get into the New York DJs on the second segment.
Absolutely. You got Scheme Richards, like I said, DJ Too Tough, J-Rock. You got Youngin, Rebel Foster, who's doing his damn thing, DJ Nash. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Nash.
I heard the name.
She's incredible. Young sister. throws a monthly party that brings around like 800 people once a month. Like, it's crazy.
Wow, that's
she runs International Bounce, so shout out to her. DJ Jovi, baby.
Yes.
Tempo alumni, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a thoroughbred. I'm trying to think, man. It's a lot of DJs. Oh, DJ Scruff. I got DJ Scruff. Okay.
So all of these DJs are going to be performing that day.
Yeah, yeah. These are the Philly cats.
Going to bring a lot. Going to bring a lot of people out. So listen, man. Let's get into. We're gonna come back and get into this interview, but let's get into some music. We're gonna come back with. What do we got? The Instagrammies.
Instagrammies.
Let's come. We're gonna end it with Who Frauded, because that's gonna. But let's.
Somebody deserves an Instagrammy. But I'm going to tell you who deserves a Grammy.
Go ahead.
For real. Shout out to Freeway, man. He got his festival.
Yes.
He got this thing coming up August the 3rd. You know what I mean? Freeway been holding it down
this weekend.
The city
yes.
for a long time, for yeah. artists, for me, for everybody. So we're going to celebrate Freeway right now. Yeah. August 3rd, Free Fest. Why not? Let's go.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills.
We still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer rapper than you just to rock it down. You hot now, listen up. Don't you know cops' sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the key. But without this drug, your kids ain't got no way to eat, huh? We still try to keep mom smiling. Cause when the teeth stop showing and the stomach start growling, then the heat start blowing.
This is a Philadelphia anthem and a worldwide anthem. Why not Freeway, Freeway, Freeway?
Start working, I'ma ride me a person. Catch it sleeping while you out in the.
Make sure y'all follow Freeway. Support that Free Fest. Let's go.
We gotta raise our kids while we
DJ
live.
No Frills.
Million off a record belt. My d- out of prison. The Benny or Alexis. My boys in the squatter. Talk rappers and I hit him with the slider. But I'm never snitching, I'm a rider. If my kids hungry, snatch the dishes out your kitchen. I'll be wild until they pick me out.
Famous Frills and Val the Voice, yes, coaching yes, the yes, culture.
We back. Hey, yo, that's my joint. Shout out to Freeway. He has that Free Fest on the way. But listen, though, hey, Val, it's that time, man. There's a lot going on online. It's the Instagrammies.
This is the part of the show where we introduce a segment that we found on Instagram, and we talk about it, right? We give these people their Instagrammy, and we highlight it right here on our show on FM, AM, iHeartRadio. You might hear your voice on the radio someday, right? So listen, it's a very interesting piece that I found that D1, Chuck D from the legendary Public Enemy made a statement,
yes.
And D1 is reiterating the statement. So let's let it play, and then I want to get your perspective. And then we're going to get back to my man, Tame Arts. We're going to talk about these sponsors. We're going to talk about these New York DJs. I say New York DJs are better than Philly DJs.
That's what you're
saying?
I'm
just saying. But we'll get back to
it. I'm going to say no, but listen.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Ooh, I love this right here. Because when the OGs speak up, the DGs got to shut up. You heard me? That's the disappointing grown-ups. Some of y'all don't like what D1 said, but Chuck D slams older rappers who still rap about the same street tale, you heard me? And the only ones y'all that's trying to justify this is the people that's profiting from this music or the fans that are addicted to this music. Let's see what Chuck had to say. Oh, and I'm finna tag some of y'all to be in my comments trying to make excuses for this. If you're over 40 and spitting meaningless dark energy in rap, you really have to think about what matters in the hip-hop foundation that birthed your chance at it. I didn't say cease and desist, I said think. An over 40 mind should have a better ability to know self and surroundings better. The green days is grand, you hear me? To the media people saying it's just entertainment, stop. To the fans that just love the music because you're addicted to it and you grew up on it, stop. To the older artists that know better but they refuse to do better, stop. We gotta take accountability, man. More people than just me see it is time for a shit, for a shit, for a shit.
Yes, sir. So that is the Instagrammy, very powerful methods. I'm going to lead with our guest, Tame Arts. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that D1 and Chuck D have a point in saying some of these older acts, I guess 35 and better, 40, that they're still rapping about negative street-ish? What do you think?
I think it's all perspective to
me. Okay, yeah,
know what
but
I mean?
Please build on it.
I feel like, yeah, there's like older generations should talk about older generation stuff, as well as sharing stories from their past. That's what hip-hop is, right? We share what we see, what we saw. For me though, it's funny, man. D1's voice, man, annoys the hell out of me, man.
So it's all good.
Yeah, for real. Listening to him.
Yeah.
And I think the brother's a positive dude. I think sometimes a lot of the issues that come with him is his delivery. So I'm a big believer. I'm a big believer in it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
How you say it, yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of times that there's like confusion with his stuff where he wants to portray positivity, but it comes off negative, so it kind of rubs people wrong.
That's a good perspective.
But I do feel like, I mean, like the older MCs, like for me, MCs or anybody, older practitioners in hip-hop, it's our job, and those that even came before me, is our job just to pave the way for the younger generation and to lead. So for me, I see it like that. Like that's why I said it's perspective, right?
Because,
you know, there's you have to be able to relate to the younger crowd too, because, you know, I got kids, man, and my son will probably rather hear something from you than me just because of the age, right?
They get to a certain age. Of course, that's what they can relate to.
So that's why I said, you know, for me, it's like, it depends, you know what I mean?
Great perspective, man. I'd love to hear this. Go ahead, No Frills, you go as a DJ. What do you think? Do you think that some of these older artists should tone it down, or should they rap? I guess the word is, should I be rapping my age?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, right? Check this out, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
The sad part about it, I'm going to say it like this. I care, but nobody really cares. Because there's a lot of hypocritical things going on, right? I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm just tired of seeing people die.
Yeah.
And then people say recipes to the homie. And then they still rapping about the same thing. I think like in the 90s, the perspective was different.
What was the perspective?
The perspective was more so telling the story than glorifying it.
Yes.
Even though Havoc was talking about his brother, and I didn't know all these years that it was a real, like, temperatures rising. But what I'm saying is now they glorify it.
Yes.
And coaches, we not about that. We're not about violence, racism, none of that stuff, right?
That's right.
So all I'm saying is they glorify it now, and it's like, I mean, nobody really cares, but he got a point about D1, because sometimes it seemed like he's serious, but he also seemed like he's clout chasing. Yeah.
Well, it's just person, like you said, personality, delivery. That's why there's different people, different strokes of different folks,
right? 100%.
So I appreciate those two perspectives. My perspective is, I feel like, you know, there's a saying, you got to evolve as an individual, right? My man would always say, evolve or dissolve. So what happens is, Just like we grow up in life, right? Mm-hmm. Our thoughts, our patterns, we're different than when we were kids, right? And it should be, in my personal opinion, it should be the same way. As you evolve as an artist, you should be able to transition into business. You should be able to transition into different things. I think that a lot of these artists, they haven't been as successful as they wish that they could have been, so they feel like they have to fit into the trends. My thing is that, you know, originality, trying to reinvent yourself, and also trying to diversify your portfolio. Look at Nas. Nas is putting on Broadway shows. Nas is doing this. He's producing things. So if you're just stuck on being a rapper, guess what? It's going to catch up to you. And a lot of times the new music that you might be pushing, people might not want to hear it. So, it's like you said, it's a balance. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to evolve as an individual, evolve as an artist, evolve as a production company, whatever you are, so that you don't have to try to compete. You know, it's like some of these artists, like there's some female artists, let's say they're in their 50s and they're still showing this and that and this. You've been in the game for 20-something years. You should have already surpassed having
it. Hold on. Yeah. I need you to name a name. Who you talking about, though? Who you talking about? We're going to go viral with this. Who you talking about?
You know, there's a lot of people. You know, I see like Mariah Carey was one. Also, J-Lo is one. As beautiful as J-Lo is and everything, let's keep it real. J-Lo's about 55, 56 years old. I think she's accomplished enough in her life being a sensational superstar, right? that she don't have to be showing this and that or trying to sexualize herself. Even Cardi B. Cardi B already, when she came into the game, she was a certain way. She's already, even like, nobody wants to see 40-year-old Beyonce with three kids up there. But I think that they over-sexualize themselves and, you know, at some particular point, when do you say, you know, I'm so talented, I don't need to be using my body, I don't need to be to try to sell it? Because you can't compete with the 20-year-old. She looks better than you, period, right? Yeah. So that's,
I don't know, man.
That's
listen,
my point of view.
Listen, I'll be on the gram. Yeah. I seen a lady the other day. They said she was 70 years old. Her body was crazy. And it was natural. I don't know what kind of genes she got.
It's all good, man. It's so good. Listen, let's get back to this Tame Arts. Let's get back to, yes, to my man. So tell us a little bit about some of the sponsors that are going to be sponsoring this event.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So, again,
give them their highlight.
Yeah. So, again, I just want to point out the festival is free.
That's
with
right.
RSVP. So the way I'm able to produce such a high caliber event is through partners. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's right.
So
Ventures.
Shout out to Snipes, who's been involved with the culture for many years, man.
Yes,
people
sir.
See them now and they think, oh, man, the past few years, Snipes came out of nowhere. I just want to point out, I've been dealing with them for years. Snipes was a staple in Germany. Snipes held down the Battle of the Year, which is a big breaking event, international event. We used to go out there and show them love. So we've been involved with them for a long time, man. They came to Philly. They purchased Kicks USA.
Kicks USA.
Wow.
Yep, and been doing their thing. So when they say they're raised from concrete, it's real. You know what I mean? They're really
shout out to Snipes.
Yeah, that's my presenting partner.
That's what's up,
you know what I mean?
Man.
I also have Comcast. Shout out to Comcast. Shout out to T-Mobile.
Yeah, tell T-Mobile to lower my bill.
Tell T-Mobile.
I'm going to talk. When we get over there, I'm going to talk to the representative. I'm going to put on radio and say, listen, I'm going to put you on radio, but you got to lower my bill.
Word. T-Mobile, Comcast, Red Bull.
Oh, shout out to Red Bull.
Yeah, I deal with Red Bull for the Red Bull BC1. Yeah. I teach classes, host and do different things.
Don't forget. The Culture Coaches, WDB. Yeah. We are proud to be a media sponsor of this event. Listen, I'm going to make it clear. I seen it. I reached out to my man, and I was like, yo, you got a radio sponsor. We want to be involved with this event. Me and No Frills, we're very, very, right, selective, man, about who we cross-brand our brand with. Right?
Yes,
we're
on IRF.
So I said, this is something that I want to be a part with. You know what I mean? And my brother was so cool. I just met him. It's not like I know him for years.
We've been in the city.
We've
been putting
circles.
In work for a while in the city, and the name is good.
Yeah.
The name is good.
And same thing. Listen. I'm not a Philly native, right?
Yeah.
So you know I had to call my man and was like, Frills, tell me. He said, they're official tissue. Let's sponsor that.
I appreciate it. Holla
out to them.
Love.
So let's also get into the New York DJs who are going to hold it down. You know what? We're going to see if they battle that day. The New York DJs versus the Philly DJs. Yeah. Because I'm feeling like I'm a little bullied over here with you Philly guys.
Nah, man. And I'm going to tell you, before I even get to the name, shout out to all the talent that's coming through, man, like these guys.
Oh, shout them out. Shout out to artists.
Yeah, because just these guys are like, and I'm talking about the DJs too, like, yo, I reach out. And you know, just for everyone to understand as well is, you know, I usually start the plans for the festival around March.
Right.
We start the lineup around March. You know what I mean? I get people hitting me up saying like, you know, can I be on the lineup? And, you know, listen, this is something we planned from March. You know, but shout out to all these individuals, man, that you know, when I call, they, you know what I mean? And I've been blessed to have a wide network and friendships in the scene that when I call, these individuals come through for me, man. So shout out, you know, we're going to talk about New York right now. Shout out to DJ Tony Touch. I hit him up, man, and he was like, yo, listen, I'm with it. You know what I mean? Just get with me, you know what I mean? And tell me what you need from me. And that was incredible. And then... Shout out to Scheme. Like I mentioned Scheme. Richard Scheme does his Butters Peace and Butters event that he does. And he goes out to Japan. One of the people he takes out to Japan with him is Large Professor. They go out there and they do their thing out there.
Shout out to Large Bro. New York is in the building.
I'm feeling.
As a matter of fact, hold on. I gotta do a challenge.
I gotta do a challenge, right?
The chopped cheese versus the cheesesteak. Because my bro in the Bronx.
It's two different things, bro. They both good.
But what's better?
But
cheesesteak.
No, cheesesteak is the original, though.
Yeah, but you know, chopped cheese is different.
No, it's chopped cheese, though. Chopped cheese is chopped burger. Man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's good, though. Listen, don't get me wrong. Shout but listen, out. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Real quick. No, no.
We got time. We
got time.
Definitely shouting out, you know, Large Professor.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Holding me
legendary.
Down. And I want to pause real quick and give a huge shout out to Craig G on the check-in.
Shout out
to the God, man. He's like, yo, remember me for next year.
Yes,
yo, most
sir.
Def, B. Listen, as soon as I'm done, I'm going to hit you up. For
there
sure.
You go, man. Shout out to Craig G, man.
Respect to the legends.
Yeah, 100%.
Respect to the legends.
And then, you know, I got DJ JS1, as I mentioned.
Yes.
You know, so I got like a slew of Rocksteady DJs coming down.
What's up?
And then I got, you know, local MCs like Reef the Lost Cause. That's my brother for over 20 years, man. That's my dude.
Wow.
You know
what I mean?
We're going to bring him up next time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I got Del P. You know what I mean? Del's been doing his thing in the city. You know what I mean?
They guys I work with for years. I did Del P early stuff. Before he got the name. See, that's the difference. We worked with him before. And shout out to Reef the Lost Cause, because we got that Raiders of the Lost Art mixtape that we did years ago. That's a classy, cool
classic.
Yo, we the culture coaches. Finish talking, my bad,
bro. No, I love it. No, I love it. That's
people
real.
Need to know the history, because they be thinking like, yo, who's this guy? No Frills, where he come from? Like, that's the problem with hip hop. That's why we do what we do with the culture coaches.
That's what the culture coaches
like,
are about.
So we had Joe Conzo on. We had Crazy Legs breaking the real story.
Right
down.
True
so people could really know what's going on, because there's too many rumors out here.
Yeah.
But I'm a student of those guys, man. Those are my brothers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Joe Conzo, shout out to him. And I always say, Conzo. Without his photos, it'll be really, really hard to tell the hip-hop story.
Last week, because everything that was going on, I called Joe Conzo the superhero of hip-hop.
100%,
we got a superhero in hip-hop, because he was the individual. He started it, taking hip-hop's first baby pictures, and then he shut down that very divisive movie. We don't give that movie no love up here.
Yeah, man,
but everybody
no
knows what it was. He shut it down. You know what? He could have took a bag. He could have said, you know what? They would have gave him anything he wanted. He could have said, you know what? Write me a check right now, $100,000, because the movie's already paying.
But
you know what?
Integrity's
his
more
integrity,
important.
And that's what hip-hop has always been about. One of the problems is, you know, people are losing integrity in this game. That's the problem. People are just chasing the bag. You know what I'm saying? Somebody told me once, chase the purpose. Chase being the best at what you do, and guess what will happen? The bag will chase you.
That's a fact.
And that's what's happening.
Yo, you know,
people just
funny,
throwing money at me.
Not to cut you off, but, yo, my father had a saying ever since I was a young teenager. Yeah. He said, don't chase money. Because, you know, let's just be real, right? We grown.
That's right.
When you go work for more money,
you
keep needing more.
That's right.
He said, yo, chase community. The bag will always come.
Mm.
And my parents were always, like,
salute
big community guys, man. And
salute to your dad.
You know, he
OG,
always,
man.
And that's essentially the thing with this, right?
Yeah.
It's like to build community, man, and give back to the community.
No frills.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can we get into a record real quick and come back, or you don't want? Or you rather keep the interview going?
Listen, man. Listen, no. He got a lot more to talk about.
All right, talk about it.
But hold on. We're gonna get into this record. This is my joint.
And then we'll be back.
Shout out to Fat Joe. Shout out to the Terror Squad.
Yes, sir.
We got some TS members in Philly too.
Yeah, word up.
We got real TS members in Philly, man. Don't be out here.
Shout out to Eddie. Shout out to Eddie.
Don't be out here playing around, homie.
Shout out to all the New Yorkians, the hip hop co-creators. They're putting some dope content out there. They just put something up called The Unsung Heroes. Go to the Hip Hop Co-Creators page. Go comment, go like, go talk about it, man. It's a dope page. And we venture with them. We are partners with the Hip Hop Co-Creators, because we are the culture coaches.
Yeah, shout out to Rock Nation, man. Shout out to my peoples up there for sending me this joint. Let's go.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
DJ No Frills.
The cartel dumped so much work and made New York shake. That AP so icy, call it the North Face. We ain't tripping off haters, we all hate. 20K on the drip, that's on the North Day. I never lacked your crack, I packed the black metal. It's a cold world when start the backpedal. Kate and Clark with the rock, they say I'm stat stuffing. And I tell her I owe him nothing. Going dumb up
DJ
the stars till they threw me out.
Now hey, yo, this is the Fat Joe I'm talking about.
Get a bag,
but shout out to that cool classic.
Got a dope
Jealous One Still Envy. That's my joint by Fat Joe. I'ma keep it 1,000.
No
Remy talking heavy. Remy talking heavy. Hey, Remy, we got to get you up here, too.
Summer.
Shout out to the Bronx, Boston and Fish. Yo, we used to run Boston and Fish. Vow the voice of me. We used to run Boston and Fish. And I ain't talk about nothing illegal. We talk about hip-hop.
I'm on the edge, so don't push me. Need my
we bought Freeway up there.
It's good.
We bought... The boy, I can't say his name. I can't say his name.
I got left off bad and bougie. I'm about to call my favorite E.
Shout out Emilio Sparks.
And I'm a badass.
E-Ness. The Philly Takeover Show. We was doing this in 2008.
Was a bird, now you just an
yo, hey, little homie, you still was swimming in your pops. Pause. Pull yourself together. We the culture.
My show. I got the Cuban. I'm Cuban.
We was viral before viral. We are the culture coaches.
And I'm toxic. But I cook good and I look good and I got good goodbye.
Some do it for show, they do it for shoot. The culture
yes,
coaches.
Yes, 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 sir. Yes, yes, we back, man.
You know what? I'm having a great show, man. I'm really
having a good time today?
I'm having a good time. I'm chopping it up with my man, CEO Tame Arts, man.
Shout out to Tame Arts, man.
Yeah, Tame Arts. I was saying Tame Arts.
I know I'm saying that wrong.
Tame Arts. It's an acronym.
So you're talking about, yeah, you was talking about evolving. So. Once my oldest was born, I was like, yo, this art thing, we got to do more with this thing. So the acronym, I'm going to tell you the first acronym.
Tell me the acronym.
Feel free to laugh because I laugh too when I think about
it's
it.
It's all good.
It was, you know, I'm a graffiti head too. So it was terrorizing all my enemies. Nice. I never had enemies. I never terrorized a soul. Right. If you know me, I'm like a freaking
disclaimer,
teddy bear.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. I'm keeping it funky, right?
Shout out to the graffiti guy.
Yeah, word up. But shout I turned it into writers. True art must evolve.
I like that.
That's how
true
I feel like.
Art must evolve.
True art must evolve.
You know what I'm saying? You must evolve or dissolve. Yeah.
So let's ask for the people, right? What is graffiti doing in 2024? Is it still like all around? Do people still respect it?
Yeah, man. The culture never dies, man, for real. And individuals are, there's a lot of cats doing a lot of amazing things. From the legal to the illegal to all of it. Like, the culture's very much alive all the way around. So
let me ask you a question. Famous Frills, DJ, let me ask you a question, right? So the other day I was driving down the street. I seen a dope piece, right? I don't know what the name was. But next thing you know, I seen somebody write something on it, like spit from B Street. So
he's a toy. That's what we used to call a toy.
What do y'all call that, like, when they do that?
Yeah, so essentially it's a toy. It's a toy.
Somebody who can't get up, somebody who can't bomb, somebody who can't do whole carts, somebody who don't have a good throw up. I used to be yards, baby. I used to be in the yards, SC1.
Call them, for sure, clout chasing.
That's
right. That's more than SC1. Anything.
So let me ask you a question.
I was in those yards.
You ever heard of a graph artist named OZ Oz?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know him?
Yes. Yeah.
So shout out to him. He's from my neighborhood. I know his real name.
We're gonna
have this
Mighty
debate.
Whitey.
Listen, true story.
Legend.
Yo, no, he a legend. Listen, he's from my neighborhood, right?
Okay.
Shout out my neighborhood. Left Eyes from my neighborhood.
Okay.
Mike from Boys and Men is from my neighborhood.
Word.
The Roots should be in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
The go on.
Mike Tyson's from my neighborhood. So I beat all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson?
You know who from my neighborhood?
Mike Tyson, Bronzeville, East
DJ
York.
No Frills from my neighborhood. I'm going to give y'all a true story about him, right?
Yeah.
Yo, this guy was a real... he did a movie. Yo, the cops was chasing him. Yo, he jumped over the train bridge on Rockland. He jumped. They was chasing him. He really, literally jumped.
We had Larry Davis. He shot it out with the cops. I'm feeling bullied.
Stop the violence. Yo, everybody know for the graffiti guys, they probably don't know this, but I know him. Like, he's right. But look, he was getting chased and he jumped over.
Wow.
That's legendary.
No, absolutely.
Listen.
Absolutely. And you know, talking about graffiti, I want to make it known. We spoke about the music that's happening in the festival.
Yes.
But I'm also having live graffiti happening at the festival.
That's dope.
There will be live B-boys and B-girls and MCs. So you have, like, that's why I call it Hip Hop in the Park. All hip hop elements will be live and direct at the park.
So listen, real quick, I'm going to give them a rundown because we're almost out of time. Right. Tuesday, August 6th, we got the meet and greet at Crate Diggers Record Shop, 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday, the 7th, for Serious Rap pop-up featuring Reef the Lost Cause, 48 Record Bar, 8 from 10 p.m. Thursday, a special hip-hop movie screening at Billy Penn Studios, okay?
Yep.
Then we got the 9th Hip-Hop Masterclass, where my man's going to go up there and he's going to give you, CEO of Tame Arts is going to give you a masterclass on hip-hop. Okay, we have on the 9th, we have the pre-party with Rebel Foster. We're going to be out there. On the 10th, we got the festival, Hip Hop in the Park, with all those amazing DJs. The New York DJ is going to hold it down. I'll put my money on it. I'm just joking. Sunday, August 11th, the day, the after party, TBA. Sunday, the 11th. Go ahead, No Frills.
No, I just want to say, look, it's going to be an incredible day.
And we will be in the building.
And we support. Tell them the brand again. For everybody to know, tell them the brand.
And the social media.
Yeah. So it's Tame Arts Hip Hop in the Park. Social media is at Tame Arts, TameArtz. Z because hip hop, right? And the other one is at Hip Hop in the Park, PHL. At Hip Hop in the Park, PHL.
Yes.
Shout out to Puerto Ricans and blacks still keeping it live.
100%.
For sure.
Unity in hip hop. Go ahead, yep.
For sure. I just want to say, man, look, I'm just grateful for this show. And yo, yesterday was my birthday.
Shout out to everybody that showed me love, man.
Word up.
Yeah. And yo, Tyler, get the bottles out.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, can I hold the Rolls Royce today?
That's right. You can hold the Rolls
Royce. I'm going to drive through Philly in a Rolls Royce.
I'm going to give you.
It ain't mine, y'all.
The Culture Coach's black card. I just got it today.
Don't get too crazy, all right?
But you can have a good time on me.
Shout out to Freeway. I think his birthday is on the 3rd, and he has his event on the 3rd.
Shout out to all the Leos. They hate on the Cancers, but it's all good.
Shout out to Free. I know Free. Personally, shout out to him, man. I know he's been through a lot.
Yeah, man.
And God bless that man. He's still rocking, and we're out here praying for him.
Yeah, he's gonna be coming up to the show.
Hey, yo, listen. Hey, listen. Yeah. Hey, Val, you know we gotta go. Listen, they waiting. Listen, they mad. They waiting. We out here. See y'all next week.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.